There you are. Is the professor's home? I think my superhero power is finally activating. Thanks. Except something doesn't feel right. I was expecting to get earth-based powers, like my mom. But I feel strange all over. And I took my temperature. It's going up like crazy. No, it's not just a fever. It's high enough where it broke the regular thermometer. Just feel my skin. I think my power set is going to be fire-based. I think we better go downstairs to the professor's laboratory. When your ice powers first kicked in, you couldn't control it. You turned your entire room into a freezer. If I do the same thing with my powers, I'd set the entire school on fire, maybe even worse. The professor said my latent power readings were higher than yours, but he has the containment room down there. It doesn't matter how hot I get if I'm locked in there. Wait, before we go, hit me with a cold blast. Just a little one. I'm starting to scorch the carpet. I don't think I can make it downstairs and into the sub-basement. That didn't seem to do anything. Hit me again, but colder and longer. Nothing! The carpet is starting to smolder. It's melting and starting to get sticky and... Oh, I can fly now. Or at least levitate. But I can't really control it all that well any more than I can control the heat. I think I instinctively just wanted to get my feet off of the sticky floor. But please... Stop fooling around with the cool breezes and hit me with everything you've got. You've got to cool me down long enough for me to get someplace where I can't hurt people. No, it's okay. I can tell you're trying. I've seen you take down a giant mecha with just your cold blast. And what you hit me with looked every bit as bad as that one. But I don't think your cold blasts are even getting through to my body. Oh great. Now my clothes are on fire. No, it doesn't hurt, but it's embarrassing. No, don't grab a blanket for me. That would just burn too. In fact, just got out of here. I'm apparently not even making it out of this room. Get everyone out of the school and call the fire department. Maybe even try to evacuate the whole neighborhood or even the city. I think this is going to get really, really bad. What? No! Let go of my arms! You'll burn your hand! I don't think your cold powers can keep up with my fire. My power is going so fast, just like yours did, and it's out of control. You have training and self-control, but that will only get you so far. Please let go. I can see it's hurting your hand, even though you turned it to iceborne. Maybe that just make you even more vulnerable. Please, please just go. Wait, the flames are dying down on my arms. I don't know if it maybe it's you doing it, or is it me? Am I already developing some control over my powers? Because I don't want to hurt someone I like. Grab my other arm. It's working. The flames are under control. Well, at least right around where you're grabbing me. If it's me, I should be able to control it on other parts of my body too. Let me try. It's not working. I don't think I have the conscious enough control over it yet. Or maybe it is your icy touch counteracting my fire. Or a little of both. But I can tell. My external temperature is still rising overall. It's only your cold field protecting you and keeping the entire room from bursting to flames. Neither of us can fully contain me. You need to get out right now, before it's too late. No! Don't hug me! Besides the fact that I'm naked, my body is literally on fire. Oh my god. Your clothes are on fire now, too. I'm hurting you. Please, let go. The fire, it died down a little. You're trying to force me to control my powers, aren't you? Although, at the same time, you're using your full mastery of ice to try to cool me down. But I think all you're doing is buying us some time. I can feel the fire continuing to build inside of me. It's only a matter of time before even our combined efforts can keep it in check. Oh god. I'm going to do something horrible. I think I'm going to go Nova in a few minutes and turn this city into a crater. That's almost happened before to other fire users. I can't get down to the containment room, but you can. I'm starting to think it wouldn't have been enough to keep my powers inside now. But it may keep my powers out. You may still be okay there, especially with your cold powers. But the school, the city, and all of the people, you're holding it tighter. That's like the opposite of getting out of here. Now that your clothes are burned off, I can burn you in all kind of places if we aren't careful. I think I can control things enough not to cause you damage right now, but I'm so close to losing it, and there's only so much closer together we can get. We're already close enough where I feel like you should have brought me dinner first. Oh, I just had a thought. A kind of horrible thought. What if the only chance we had was for you to, how do I say this to my best friend? What if the only way for us to save the city was for you to have sex with me? Oh, hold on. Don't lose control of your powers. It's the only thing keeping you alive right now. And keeping you from going Nova, I think. Well, that, and maybe somehow damping my power to protect you. Or maybe it's just the physical contact with you that's doing it. But either way, if you actually put your icicle in my furnace, then I'm forced to damp my power even more to avoid hurting you. Or maybe your putting yourself into me would work like a damping rod in a nuclear reactor. Either way, if it's a choice between blowing up an entire city or losing my virginity, well, I think the second one is the lesser of the two evils. It's not like things could get any worse from us doing it, other than perhaps a very real possibility of your snow cone being burnt a crisp before the rest of you went with it. Sorry? Was that not helping with the mood? Or are you just shocked? But what I'm suggesting, I've been training to be a hero since I was a little girl. I've been praying for the day my superpowers manifested to come all my life. But my very act with my superpowers might be to kill hundreds or thousands or even millions of people. That always said, being a superhero was all about making difficult choices. Well, I've made mine. Now it's up to you. For what it's worth, we've both been kind of ignoring how your pop cycle had gotten all hard once my clothes burned off and it started hugging me. And me, I don't know if it's all the heat my body's generating or just rubbing against your naked body, but, well, my body is ready for you. It's also ready to generate possibly the star-like level of heat if you don't do something. So we should probably do this before it's too late. Maybe you just needed to put it in me and leave it in there until my power levels settle down a little. I realize my being all floaty complicates things. I might have bloated to the ceiling if it wasn't for you. But you're already holding me tightly against your body. Just let me float up a little bit, then grab onto me and pull me down, and onto you. You might want to ice up that thing as much as possible first though, just to be safe. Once you're inside, hopefully my instinct not to harm you will kick in and my heat levels will drop. I know this is crazy. I wouldn't be suggesting it if this wasn't an emergency. Maybe there's a better plan, but I can't think of it. So, are you going to let an entire city of innocent people be accidentally killed by your just as innocent best friend? Or are you going to have sex with me and hopefully nullify the threat? See? I knew you were a hero. Now, just let me float up a little. Good. Now, pull me back down. Oh God. Oh God. We're doing it. I'm not burning you, aren't I? Good. Well, usually it's the guy worried about hurting the girl, but I think it's working. I think the flames are dying down, at least a little bit. It seemed to really cool down when you were sliding it into me. So maybe you do need to move after all. We can try, right? If it doesn't make a difference, then you can stop. And we can hope that the worst is over. Sorry. I couldn't help that. Maybe I can feel myself starting to chill down a little. I think this is forcing me to control my powers more. I can also feel your soul pull deep inside me. It's cooling me down from the inside out. So keep moving it in and out and moving me up and down on you. I think this is really going to work. We're going to save the city. Even if I had to lose my virginity, we might be able to stop before we go too far now. Yeah, just stop moving for a moment. No, that's not working. I thought maybe we could stop and you could pull out. But I can feel the fire beginning to build again. Start moving again. That's better. It's like I'm converting heat now into sexual energy. The more excited I get, the less excited the atoms around me cut. So logically, if I have an orgasm, then that will fully cancel out the thermal overload thing I have going on. Shut up! It makes perfect sense! As much as sense as any of this means. It's not like we have anything else to lose at this point. If it saves the city, then my having to have an orgasm is a small price to pay. And it should come in me too. Since your powers are cold-based, I have a theory that your semen will act as supercoolant, especially if you get it really deep inside of me. Okay. Maybe, now that we've started, and I found out what sex is like, I just want to have an orgasm real bad and have you come in me, but it might have saved this city too, so there's that. So what's a little naughty sex stuff compared to all the good we're doing? We're getting so close. I can feel my firepower building, but also my orgasm. I think the orgasm can cancel out the Nova. But you have to come soon. You have to come in me and neutralize the heat inside of me. I need you to give me an ice cream pie. did it. I could feel a calm inside of me, cooling me down. And I think I exerted so much energy in coming that I don't have any left right now to heat things up. At the very least, I think we've got enough time to get me downstairs into the containment room now. Based on when your power activated, my abilities should become a little less out of control soon anyway. And the only damage done was to my bedroom and to our coats. Well, and my hymen. Oh, now that I have superpower, I need a name. I've been thinking of earth-based powers all my life. Now I need one based around fire. Any ideas? Hot girl. Well, I think I like that. What did have to change your name then? There was nothing wrong with calling yourself Captain Winter. But after what just happened, I think I'd prefer to be your partner as a superhero instead of both of us going it alone. And hot girl and cool guy would make a pretty good team,